Welcome to All Things Sleep and Parenting. I'm Pam.
And I'm Elisa. We are holistic infant and child sleep consultants with a background in early childhood education.
And we're the founders of Restful Parenting.
And I'm Heidi. I'm also an early childhood educator and the owner of Blossom Early Learning.
Join us as we chat all things sleep, parenting, development, and everything in between. Be sure to hit subscribe and share with your friends and family. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I am Pam, and with me, as always, I have Elisa.
Hello.
And we're kind of piggybacking off of one of our recently published podcast of traveling with our little ones and, you know, being able to manage that. So it kind of put us into this topic of managing our little ones' upset, miserableness. You know, they get overtired when we're traveling. Say you're gone for the long weekend, potentially you're gone for a week or two. And it's exhausting, and everybody can have a hard time managing emotions. And our little guys, especially, can really struggle with that. So we're going to chat today about just some strategies that you can kind of put into place when you are on vacation and your little one is miserable and it starts to affect you.
Yes. I recently had an experience like this, actually. We went to Disney World and my son was, you know, in a bit of a mood for the beginning part of our day at Magic Kingdom. And I found myself, you know, constantly asking him, what's wrong? Like, why are you like this? Right. I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. And it was really getting to me. It was really affecting my mood. And, you know, all that was going through my head was, we paid a lot of money to do this trip. You are not going to be behaving like this. And I was escalating. Oh my goodness, was I ever escalating? And then at one point, I had to take a step back and reflect on my own thoughts. And I, you know, thought to myself, are you helping this situation or are you potentially adding fuel to this fire? And it was determined very quickly in my own brain that I was adding fuel to that fire. So I needed to figure out what I could do next that would allow for me to not let his mood at the moment affect my mood and affect our vacation time. Because the more I was doting, the more I was like, what's wrong? Like, why are you behaving like this? And you don't look happy, blah, 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 and all that stuff. The more he was just like going with it. And it was making me escalate. And then how is that helping anything? When we're up here, how are we helping the situation at all? So,
and great example, Elisa, because, and I could even hear the like, do you know how much money I paid for this? We're in the happiest place in the world.
Exactly. And that's what I was thinking. This place is supposed to be magical. What are you doing? And it was really making me upset.
Right? That internal dialogue really does make a difference on how we manage our own stuff in terms of how we're managing our little ones. You know, he wasn't miserable to make you miserable. That wasn't his intention. We know that traveling is going to cause them to be exhausted. We're going to be off schedule. They're probably eating way more sugar and more in general, most likely. We're in the happiest place in the world. We're going to be eating sugar most likely. So got to keep those smiles going somehow and keep those feet walking. So that is one of the things, and this is the thing, you could be at a beach, you could be like at the movies, you could be having this great fun experience and your child is kind of in the corner sulking or, you know, just struggling. And I, when I'm in a not awesome mood, I don't like people telling me that I'm not in an awesome mood. I understand, but it doesn't help. As Elisa said, like, is this throwing fuel on the fire here? So, and I think, Elisa, your next step in that conversation with yourself of, okay, I'm not matching his 10. I'm going to come back down to my 0 and I'm not going to let his mood. And this is like, when you're traveling can pertain to children and partners.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to let their mood, as I prepare for my trip, Lisa just got back from her trip, not going to let their mood affect my trip and my mood. But it takes a lot of internal dialogue with that and knowing why we're not wanting to engage in it. And as Lisa said, right, like, why, what's going on? What can we do? Blah, blah. We start to kind of talk them through, and we're now focusing all of our attention on that anxiety starts to rise. Whereas once we have that conversation with ourselves, then we can turn around if we want and have that conversation with our child, depending on their age, right? You can have that conversation, but even just that change, that energy change that you're going to have, that shift is going to be enough for them to be like, okay, so I'm not getting the attention from that. And it's hard to say, because I don't like saying that children who are feeling off track are just working the attention aspect of it. That's not what I'm saying, but we're not engaging with that, you know, grumpiness to a detriment to ourselves, essentially, I think is what I'm really trying to say. So it's not so much like I'm not feeding into the attention. It's I'm not giving that my energy. I can't. So I'm going to that. And this is what you chatted through. Do you want to kind of chat through how
So it was, you know, once I had that conversation with myself and reflected very quickly as we're walking through Magic Kingdom, and I'm like miserable because, you know, this, we paid so much money for this, and, you know, I was like, whoa, Alisa, take a step back. And then I reflected and I was like, you are just, this is too much. You are just adding so much to this. So I decided at that moment that because he's 7, I could have a conversation with him. And I just kind of said, like, I'm here. And if you need a hug, I'm absolutely here if you need me. But I'm not, you know, and you're allowed to have the feelings that you need to have right now. But I can see that I'm letting those feelings get to me, and I'm not going to do that. You know, I was like, I am not going to be in a bad mood because, or like, I'm not going to be in this mood because you are in this mood, pretty much. I use different wording. I can't even remember at the time. But basically what I was kind of saying is that I'm not going to give my energy to this. And I said it in a very kind and loving way. And I let him know that I love him no matter what. You're allowed to have the feelings that you have. And I'm still here, but I'm going to shift my energy now. Yeah. And I shifted my energy immediately. And as soon as I did that, I'm not even kidding you, like 5 minutes later, it was like a different, completely different mood surfaced from him. You know, he was now like, you know, having a way better experience, or, you know,
he was now in the happiest place in the world.
He was now in the happiest place in the world. And darn it, my money was now, just joking. But, you know, that shift in me is what changed the whole energy and the whole dynamic, right?
Absolutely. So, And you, the way you said, you know, I'm still here. I'm still like, buddy, if you need a hug, if we need to connect, if you want to hold my hand, if you want to be connected to me, if you need to just offload, like, I'm still here. I'm still listening. I still love you. Like, it has nothing to do with anything other than I'm just not engaging in your grumpy mood. You can just, that's your grumpy mood. You can have that. I'm not jumping into your grumpy mood. I'm going to stay over here and be happy. Mickey Mouse happy. You can be there. We're still good. Like, I still love you. We're still good. I'm here when you need me.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of distinction of, especially at that age, right? Like, you get to decide here, buddy. Like, you get to decide how you're going to manage this day. So if you need to take that time and kind of go through that, you know that I'm right here.
But I'm not going to match it, right?
Yeah,
like,
I'm over here.
I was getting into it, and now I'm not, I'm going to be like on the sidelines supporting you, but I'm not going to match it with
you.
I'm
not jumping into your bubble.
Now, exactly. Now, did I need to have that conversation with him? Probably not, right? I could have just simply changed my energy fully, and he still would have you know, come along in that, and he would have gone through whatever he needed to go through and come out of it and shifted his mood as well, which is what we would do with our younger children who don't necessarily understand that type of a conversation, right? I felt like my son would understand it, so I did have that conversation with him, but a younger child wouldn't understand that. So you just simply take that step of shifting the energy. And then at that point, they will sort of, you know, work through whatever they need to work through. You're still going to, through your own energy, let them know, and through your own behavior, let them know that you're there for them. But you could do that without having the conversation accompanying it.
The 2, 3, 4 year olds can be really tough when it comes to having that kind of conversation. So it's more of that, hey, buddy, I'm here, I'm listening, and then you're doing that kind of energy shift into, hey, but I'm not jumping into your fire. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes what they are needing is a connection as well, yes, in that moment, right? So the biggest thing is you are not allowing their mood to influence your mood, which is hard for some of us to not allow other moods to influence us, especially for me. But you're kind of, you know, not allowing their mood to influence yours. And you're recognizing first and foremost when you might be fueling that by too much like, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Why are you in this mood? This and that. And then that is fueling it.
You
so
should be happy. Look where we are. Look at how everyone's smiling. You should be, yes, doing this. You should be doing that. Those are not things that we want to be saying.
Yeah. That's recognizing right there that the contribution that you are making towards their, yes, continued mood, right? Now, sometimes what they need is a connection, yes, of some sort. So that's when, you know, in that time that I kind of decided to shift my mood, I was also still offering him that connection. And like, I just kind of would hold his hand, or, you know, I asked him if he needed a hug, and kind of like gave him a hug, did a little laughing thing of twirling him around and gave him that connection. That was sort of a part of my shifting of my mood and energy, mm-hmm, as well. And then that does help to bring them, to ground them again.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So your response is the number one piece to getting through that kind of miserableness just from being overtired and traveling. The second part of that, like Lisa said, is that connection. So, you know, we're going to use that as cues, like, okay, you know what? I think we're going to try and like get into bed really early tonight, even if we have to miss, you know, shower night tonight. We're just going to try, like, I'm making a mental note of like, I'm going to try and do what I can to bring bedtime a little bit earlier. If my guys are waking up, again, regardless of age, if my guys are waking up and they're already miserable, like that to me is like, okay, we're just going to hang tight for 20, 30 minutes. Let's see if like jumping in the bath can change their mood. Let's see if running to the park can change their mood. Like getting outside, getting in the bath, like that can do a big, that can, it can make a significant difference in how they're managing their moods. So at the end of the day, at the end of a really busy day, when we come in, and we say this just even after childcare and after school, but even so when you're traveling, if you've had a rough day with your little one, at the end of the day, when you come back to your hotel, to the condo, to whatever, drop what you're doing and connect and try and just give them that 10, 15 minutes of either reading some stories or snuggling, or maybe that's when you do like a fun play bath, or, you know, just something that you can help yourself, to decrease some of their meltdown and miserableness. So change of temperature is a really big one. That's why getting outside, getting in the bath can do wonders, but that time to connect as well, because it's busy. It's busy.
Yeah, it helps them regulate, but it also helps you regulate at the, yes, same time so that you can co-regulate with them.
Absolutely. Like they need us, right? Especially our little guys, like they need us to be able to come down. So, you know, I kind of equate, if we're not joining their chaos, we're not jumping into their bubble, into their fire, we are trying to share our calm. So I accept and I know that they're going to be probably a little bit short. They're going to be a little bit miserable. They're going to have a rougher time. Maybe they're going to be fussier around the dinner table. You know, those are things where I'm like talking myself through, just saying, you know what? They're tired. We got a few bites in. It's fine. It'll be okay, right? We're not harping on it. We're not staying on it. We're not letting it raise our anxiety, which is just going to fuel them even more.
Yeah. Especially with food too, right? Like if you're trying to push them to eat more and they are already in that mode, it's going to go the opposite direction. It's going to cause a power struggle. And that is what we want to avoid at all costs. So yes, it's okay that they didn't have as much as they normally would eat for dinner.
Yeah.
Look at the day we've had. It's okay.
Yes, absolutely. That is a huge one. Oh my gosh, we could do a whole other podcast on that. But yes, like absolutely, it is okay. If you're going to have a handful of watermelon and one bite of pizza or one bite of whatever, and you're just miserable and don't want to eat, and you're going to go to bed and sleep 12 hours, then that's what we're going to do. Like, yeah. We are okay with that. You will have a fantastic breakfast in the morning. Like, there is no concerns about that. Don't force it. Don't get into that battle. Make it as easy as possible on yourself.
Yeah. And know that reframing your thoughts and recognizing when you might be contributing to that fire a little bit or fueling that fire as I was, that can take some time to really learn about, you know, what your actions might be doing to contribute. Mm-hmm. And if you are like, did I beat myself up because for a half an hour of that time, I was contributing so much to that? No, I just, I recognized, I had the conversation with myself, and then I said, okay, now it's time for me to shift. It's time for me to make a shift here. I didn't harp on the fact that, oh my gosh, I feel so bad that for the last half an hour I've been, you know, fueling this fire and I've been kind of like mean about it or whatever. I just shifted from that point forward and moved on with it. So it does take some time to recognize those things. But if you reflect in the moment, you will be able to see, okay, what could I be like, what's my role here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. It really does make a difference how we're responding to these situations. It really does. And even going that step ahead too, and having the conversations beforehand, if our guys are little, you know, when we're getting ready for a vacation, we're having that conversation beforehand, you know, we're all going to be tired. Everyone's going to be tired. Some nights we're going to, you know, sleep really well. Some nights might not. You know, we're all going to try hard to work through, right? We're going to still try and use our words, especially as they get older, but we're going to try and manage that vacation exhaustedness and get through it as best we can. But
it's not, it's a vacation, or it's not a vacation. It's a trip.
Yes.
And it's a fun time with family, but it is not relaxing.
Yes. Yeah, that is exactly it. So make it as easy as possible, as possible as you can on yourself. Recognize that other people are going to be affected. You're probably going to be affected, but we're not taking the whole train down with us, just like we're not allowing our little ones to take the whole train down with them. And I love the work you did to repair that, Elisa, and turn it around. And that guilt, had you held on to that and been like, oh, like, look what I did and da-da-da, all that would have done was now made your next hour, 2 hours in the most wonderful or happiest place in the world, it would have just brought you down. So
it would have made it a whole lot harder for me to shift my energy.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So you recognized it, you repaired it, and you moved on from it. And that is like, listen, guys, we're not aiming for perfection. Elisa and I have the exact same challenges as you do, because it's real life and it's all about how we're managing and how we're repairing and coming back from it. And that's really just, we accept it. We know that everyone's going to kind of have their off time, but we're not jumping into the fire with them. Okay, well, that was a lot of fun. Thanks, Elisa, for sharing that. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I'm going to pre-warn my family. My partner as well.
Everybody, you're going to the happiest place on earth and you will not be, no, just joking.
You will not make me regret spending this money. I'm just kidding. So funny, because I like, you hear like the older generation, right? I spent all this money on that. And it's totally nothing, right, we would ever say, but it's such a yeah, dominant phrase. So funny. It is. Just hear it, eh? You're like, oh, hilarious. My God. And like, I'm sure I'm sure walking through any of those theme parks, you're bound to hear people saying it out loud. So hats off for saying it inside, using your inside voice.
Yeah, and like just the fact that I'm sitting here laughing about how those thoughts, you know,
Yes.
those thoughts that come through your mind, it's growth. It's, you know, like
Yeah.
we're always forever growing as parents and
No
learning
such
new
thing.
things and making, I don't even like to call them mistakes, but you know, doing things that we didn't want to do and then coming back from it and learning.
We're learning from our sidesteps. Like, they're not mistakes, they're sidesteps. It's learning. It's all part of it. We're not aiming for perfection. There's no such thing as perfect parenting. There's no such thing as perfect children. We're aiming for good enough. We're doing our best. And sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's not. And how we repair it and walk through it and work through it is the piece that really matters the most. And Elisa, as always, you did great with that.
Oh, thanks. Well, I learned from the best, Pamela.
Well, highly doubt that, Elisa. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode. We so appreciate that you've taken that time to come and hang out with us and listen to what we have to say. If you are struggling with sleep or parenting, please know that we have loads of free information on the website, as well as on the YouTube channel. But if after you've read through everything and you've watched those videos, if you're still struggling, know that you're not alone and that we would love to help. So be sure to check out the website, www.restfulparenting.com. You'll find the link to book your free 15-minute call right there. And if you have any comments or anything you'd like to share with us, please leave them below in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks.